Mick's up in Childers. G'day, Mick.
Yeah, hello, Ray. How are you?
Fighting fit, Mick. Thanks for asking. What's happening, mate?
Mate, last night I heard an interview with Larissa Waters on ABC's Current Affairs after the 6 o'clock news. She was there for a rally for abortion law reform in Queensland, and I support what she's supporting. But there was a pro-life protester there, and she dismissed him with a, it's always old white men.
Mick, I've already listened to it this morning because someone else wrote to me about it, so we got the audio off. And I think it's important here that we typify what you're on about. You actually support the view that's held by Larissa Waters. Is that what you just said?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. But your objection is to the language she used in dismissing someone who's pro-life.
Yeah, that's right. In one mouthful, she's been ageist, racist, and bloody sexist. And she's denigrated someone who holds an opposing view to her.
Let's just have a listen, Mick, so other people who haven't had the benefit of listening to this, as you and I have, via the ABC, can get a hold on what was said. This is the presenter on the ABC.
The rally was interrupted by pro-life campaigners, led by a man holding a picture of a fetus and a sign saying everyone has the right to life.
Why are people afraid to look at this picture? If this is what you want, take a good look at it. Don't try to cover it up. That is the reality of what abortion is.
Green Senator Larissa Waters.
I think we're doing our level best here to ignore the detractors. And, of course, they're always old white men. Let's be honest.
Okay. Yeah, Mick, like you say, she even loses those people who support her view.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, I'm sure there's young Indigenous females of Christian persuasion who are like old white men, you know.
And Mick, I don't wish to typify who you are.
I'm an old white man.
Well, it's funny because so am I. Yeah, and no, I support the view that you support, that women determine what they do with their own bodies.
Yeah,
but I don't appreciate Larissa Waters describing me, you and every other old white bloke as someone who has an opposing view to her.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I've got brothers who are black, white and yellow, and I think it's just so wrong that someone who holds a position in the highest forum in Australia can be so denigrating of people.
Well, it tells you more about her than it tells you about old white blokes, Mick.
Oh, yeah, she's obviously wasted a very expensive education, I think.
Yeah, perhaps. Mick, thanks for raising the issue. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, is there, a Senate in or some sort of standards committee that should be looking at things like this?
No, otherwise they'd be having inquiries into her and Sarah Hanson-Young every day of their lives, mate.
I wonder if Richard Di Natale is going to continue to support her on the ticket.
Well, I'm sure he will.
Hey,
okay, thanks, Mick. Appreciate it. You see, that's the important part of that discussion with Mick. You either are anti-abortion, pro-life, or you support a woman's right to determine what she does with her own body. And you can't simply typify someone who's pro-life because, as Mick so correctly pointed out, there may be young Aboriginal men and women, certainly young people, who are pro-life. And simply saying they're always old white men is, well, it's ageist. It's beneath contempt. It's just a terrible thing to say. And if I were to say it about young white women who invariably lead the cheer squad for the Greens, I'd be rightly condemned. But she gets away with it because she is a young white woman as opposed to an old white bloke. You can't have your cake and eat it too, Larissa. You can't say we can't say certain things when you can say whatever you like. And it's not always old white men, you silly, silly woman. That's probably something I shouldn't have said. But she is a silly, silly woman.